San Jose State is set to begin research on how to improve railway safety in the face of extreme weather caused by climate change. That is the goal of a new program at the university, thanks to a grant from the Federal Railroad Administration. For more on how all this will work, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Hillary Nixon, Deputy Executive Director of the Mineta Transportation Institute at San Jose State University. Dr. Nixon, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is an interesting topic because with so many conversations we have about climate change involve all kinds of issues, but rail safety is not typically one we hear about.
No, and something that is incredibly important for us, you know, the overall purpose of the Federal Railroad Administration's program here is to invest in projects that really lead to improvements in the safety, efficiency, reliability of both intercity passenger as well as freight rail across the nation.
Well, connect the dots for us explicitly, if you would. How does climate change impact rail safety?
Yeah, certainly. Absolutely. So we certainly know here in California the devastating impacts of wildfires on our infrastructure. In addition, we think about coastal rail infrastructure. It's at risk due to sea level rise, storm surges from extreme weather events. And one of the things we are really thinking about in the program that we are going to run, which is a $4.6 million grant from the federal administration to establish a climate change and extreme events training and research program, is to identify these risk mitigation strategies and preventative measures that will improve the resiliency of our rail network against climate change and extreme events.
Can you give us any specific ideas in terms of what that might look like?
Absolutely. So, you know, as one example, one of our projects is going to use advanced sensors and artificial intelligence technologies for real-time detection of threats such as wildfires, flooding along the rail system. But it's more than just these advanced technologies. And we also intend to provide training for railroad personnel focused on emergency operations planning and management so that they can more effectively respond to emergency events such as wildfires, flooding, mudslides, et cetera.
How did San Jose State wind up getting this grant?
Oh, that's a great question and easy one for me to answer. So San Jose State has a really long history of innovative and applied transportation research. You know, for more than 30 years, the Mineta Transportation Institute has served as a national leader in university transportation research. And our faculty at San Jose State, they bring expertise in the area of climate policy, emergency management, transportation planning, and engineering to this pressing issue facing the rail industry. And this program is going to provide not only an opportunity for our faculty to engage in this state-of-the-art research, but also, and maybe even more importantly, provide opportunities for our students to work on these projects and develop their skills with an eye towards career opportunities in the industry.
Well, it is a fascinating project to be sure. We very much appreciate your taking some time to walk us through it. That is Dr. Hillary Nixon, Deputy Executive Director of the Mineta Transportation Institute at San Jose State University.